This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on demanding a suspension of remittance fees during disasters. An 8.3 level earthquake hit Chile in recent days. The quake lasted 3 minutes. The tsunami carried boats from the port into city streets along the coast. 1 million people were evacuated. Over 100,000 continue not to have electricity. Many are displaced. Amazingly, the death count has been relatively minor for such a tragedy, with only 11 reported at this point. Many believe this may be due to progress in governmental response and the institution of tougher building codes since a 2010 earthquake killed over 500. Several years ago, when the tsunami hit Japan, the focus was huge, damage intense, and attention riveting. Many are just coming back to their homes 3 years later in the worst impacted areas. Nuclear plants are still under observation, and the existence of the plants themselves and the threats of climate change are heated debates. In a global community, what is the best response? Many will be moved to help, but families will feel special obligations, whether it is Chile now, Japan then, Katrina 10 years ago, or Aceh in Indonesia. Sending money costs money, big money. Even The Economist, in a recent editorial and article, chided the lack of progress by the G8 and World Bank on reducing the fees to the 5% cap that was supposed to have been achieved years ago. They claim the average is 7.5%, but that figure has little credibility given how much it leaves out of the calculations. There are regular reports of technological breakthroughs and new competitors, but many institutions have raised their rates, claiming the cost of money laundering and terrorism legislation requires more scrutiny. The Economist called for reductions across the board, and Acorn's Remittance Justice Campaign has long made that demand. Can there be any better argument for reductions than disasters like Chile? A number of banks in Canada and the U.S. lowered or waived fees for transfers after the Japanese tsunami. Western Union and MoneyGram even said the right things for a bit. Where are they now? Many are calling and joining in a call for Western Union, particularly, to lead the way by reducing the cost of transfers to Chile during this crisis and time of displacement. Any of us that can need to raise our voices now. Acorn and many other organizations have begun online petition drives, among other tactics, to get the message to the CEO of Western Union in Colorado to act now. Do whatever you can and sign the petition with us at www.acorncanada.org. Take action, Western Union. Suspend your fees, Chile. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.